It's the house.
Everybody got that?
It's the house of hair.
If your ears ain't ringing and the neighbors ain't filing noise complaints, you ain't doing it right. The rest of you, well done. This is Dee Snider and the HOH is signing off. But don't rip what's left of your hair out. I'll be back in a week. So make sure to fire off a request at housefaironline.com. And until we meet to headbang again, remember, if it ain't metal, it's crap. Ozzy's taking us out. See you next week.
All aboard!
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Chadron Communication Sports. This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. That's Chadron Community Hospital.
Physical therapist and certified affect trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
My name is Alpine Hickson, and I'm the newest member of the Wallstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock, and guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wallstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickson.
Hear the value store at Wallstrom Ford.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night, and in the queue at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux County, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at ChadronFCU.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call. To me, you're all welcome, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0855. 800-600-4800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chatham Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's plenty of time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of bundling, two-bucking, firework, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help you cold by winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those rainy summer days. Think they're ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center is coming to 20 Chatham.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
People Bank of People. At Flat Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Flat Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatham, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Your store is filled with any snack you can desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC. Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Back here at Hampton Field. One down here in the top half of the first. Now up to bat is number 25. That is Michaela Mickelson. She swung at the first pitch for strike one. Apologize for the technical issues. Scottsbluff did score a run while we were away. Schneider's over at second. As the 0-1 pitch is hammered towards center field, and that is gone. A home run from Scott's Bluff, and the Bearcats are up 3-0. Mickelson touches them all, a two-run
and
shot.
That scores two for the Bearcats and brings up number 22, Laura McCoy.
So they have stretched it already to a 3-0 lead with one down here in the top half of the first. Chase Thompson here with you. Hampton Fields, the Shadron Lockheeds of the game were for Shadron to avoid this big inning in the first inning. They've already allowed three. As up to bat right now and just swinging out the first pitch, Laurel McCoy. Counts 0-1, the second pitch misses in the dirt. Outside for ball one. One count, one out here in the top of the first. That one is a drop ball for strike two to McCoy. By the way, that home run, Mickelson, was her first of the year. One down here on the top of the first. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. This is high. Evens up the count at 2-2. Two. 2-2 pitch. Foul that right above my head. Count stays 2-2. Scrimmage batter will be Danielle Hunter, and that one's fouled back away towards the Scottsbluff bus. Count stays at 2-2. As Sarah LeBeer is trying to get out for McCoy. After McCoy will be Danielle Hunter, and then following Hunter will be Kira Sarchet. Sarchet will be playing out in left field. 2-2 pitch misses in the dirt for ball three. Full count now from LeBeer.
Comes the pitch. To the point, swung out for strike three.
Is out number two for the Bearcats. Up to bat number 17.
Two down here in the top half. The first Shattering, trying to avoid giving up a decent amount of runs here in the top half of the first inning. They've already given up three. It was a two-run home run. A double from Schneider to bring home. From Hallie Schneider to bring in Hannah Schneider. That was the first pitch. Two hunters missed in the dirt. Pitch down the middle. It's hammered toward the third base side. Truman not able to gather it up. Stopping at first will be Hunter.
Hunter with the single brings up number 15, Kiera Sarchet.
Now it'll be Kiera Sarchet up to bat, as we will have a designated runner coming up for Scott's Bluff.
Running number for five. The Bearcats is number five, Anna Hafner.
Anna Hafner will come out and run for Hunter.
And Hunter, I believe, is doing the pitching tonight, actually.
That's McCoy that'll be doing the pitching. Hunter is doing the catching, so. Makes sense as the first pitch to Sarchez swung out for strike one and moving up. On the pitch is Hafner. One count, one strike, no balls. Comes the 0-1, that's going to miss high and outside. Good try by Rasmussen to frame it. Ties up the count at one apiece. Chase Thompson hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank, beg your pardon, broadcast booth. His first inning sponsored by Nebraska Bank. Comes the 1-0, a check swing. The umpires are going to say she went for strike two. One-two pitch. The payoff pitch. A swung at for strike three. And Sarah LeBeer gets out of the inning, only allowing three.
To the tailgate, located
three runs on three
stands.
Hits. Two brought in
they
off a two-run home
Joe,
run and one left on base. For
the
Scotts Bluff Bearcats, we'll stay here
the watermelon
for this
is amazing.
Break right now as so we're going
to
go through our
to
starting
tailgate,
lineups,
help support
which this tonight is sponsored by the Country Kitchen. While we're having technical issues, we went through Shatterns, but I'll go ahead and give that to you again, eh? Batting leadoff will be Addie Groover. Batting second will be Avery Sager. Jake Goodar will be in third in the three spot for the Cardinals. That's Jake Goodar. Batting fourth is Sarah LeBeer. Fifth, Jodine Chesley. Sixth, J.C. Truman. Seventh, Chloe Wright. Eighth and doing the catching is Alex Rasmussen. And batting ninth is Riley Huffman. Jody Hendrickson, head coach, Shattered 2-3 on the season. Both their wins coming from the rivals just down the road. One of them was down in Lexington. Then last Tuesday when they last played was a thrilling win, which Shattered was down for the most part of the game. Came back and won. Beat the Bulldogs. Other than that, losing to Southern Valley Alamo twice, Highway 6 once. Just a rough start to this young Jody Hendrickson coach team. Going up against a very young but experienced Scotts Bluff team. One of the powerhouses in softball out here in the Panhandle of Nebraska is
number 12, Addison Groover.
Addie Groover come up to bat. Leadoff hitter for the Shattering Cardinals. Our starting lineups, by the way, are sponsored by Country Kitchen. We're here in the bottom half of the Nebraska Bank. First inning. Chase Thompson hanging out. Scott's Bluff right now, and I kind of noticed this in the lineup watching the JV. They have a flex player, and she right now she's playing on the left side.
First pitch is taken on the outer half of the plate for strike one. The 0-1 pitch to Groover. She chokes up on the bat, slaps it down. She has some wheel. She goes toward first, and she is safe after the first.
Groover safe at first.
One drops it. She's a threat on the base pass.
Number
decision.
Three, Avery L. Sager.
By Jody Hendrickson. To get her on base. As it'll be number three, Avery L. Sager up to bat. Groover will run as the first pitch is slapped toward the left side. It is just foul. Had a chance to get down. Scott Swolf, they do have more players hanging out over on the left side of that infield, but there's no one in that spot, and Chatterton would have gotten some base runners as Sager goes the bump. Pitch is still hacked at. Groover gets toward second. She has a lane toward third. She will get there. Out of
Groover.
Two stolen bases on one pitch. Off the pass ball, gets to third. Shattern has a runner in scoring position with two strikes here. In the bottom of the first. By the way, the first inning is sponsored by Nebraska Bank. Is the 0-2 pitch is hit toward the shortstop. It's on the dirt. Groover will score on this supervised grind out.
Sager brings one in for the Cardinals.
Scott's Wolf sitting in a more traditional formation, right? In a traditional look, is Adriana Rodriguez, who threw out Sager as now number 16.
Number 16.
Jay Gooder steps up to bat, righty, one down. Shattern cutting it into the Scotts Bluff lead. And first pitch is swung out toward the third baseman, picking it up and throwing it over. 5-3 ground out. Third baseman
first. Gooder out of first is out number two for the Cardinals.
Out of the inning.
Number 18, Sarah LeBeer.
Sarah LeBeer will step up to bat.
Yeah.
Starting pitcher for Shattern tonight. She does a lot of catching as well. Got out of first inning jam on the mound. She's not wearing any gloves up there. Didn't even move at that pitch. As it missed inside in the dirt for ball one. That pitch misses in the dirt as well for ball two. Count. That one misses inside, comes toward me. And they flinch for ball three. Three out count to LeBeer. She stands in strong. Here comes the pitch. It's in there for a strike. Scottsville starting pitcher tonight again. Laurel McCoy, a junior. Comes a 3-1 pitch from McCoy. It's on the inner half of the plate. LeBeer hammers it foul near side toward, well, left side toward Jody Hendrickson. Moves the count full. McCoy has a chance to get out of this inning, only giving up one run. And it was a Addie Groover. Two stolen bases, then an RBI ground out from Ariel Sager to bring her home. Groover. That's legitimate speed out there. And that full count pitch is ground toward third baseman. LeBeer trying to run it out. She gets thrown out at first. Third baseman tosses it over. That was Bella Ramirez throwing it over to Michaela Richards-Mickelson. And that'll do it for the bottom half of the first inning, which this first inning was sponsored by Nebraska Bank.
We'll go ahead and take a 60-second timeout. We'll be back for the top half of the second here on KBPY.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
We're back here at Hampton Fields for Chadron versus Scotts Bluff here on 107.7 KBPY. This second inning is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindegar. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindegar. Scotts Bluff leads 3-1 over Chadron here in this second home game of the season. Sixth of the year for Cardinals. We're 2-3 as up to bat is the 8-hole hitter. That is Campbell Mayer Jr. will go, come up facing Sir LeBeer. Dunbar as you design it. Top-notch embroidery including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals at Dunbar's You Design It. Here comes the first pitch from LeBeer. The righty fires it in over the upper half of the plate. It's high for ball one. Meyer this season batting .636, played in all six games so far. Seven hits in 11 appearances, has touched home five times this season. Takes the 1-0 pitch, swings it over to the shortstop, picking it up and throwing her out. That is the shortstop. That was Chloe Wright over to Jodine Chesley for the first out of the inning.
Number 8, Bella Ramirez.
As Bella Ramirez will step up. She's playing in the third base role right now. With what I've seen from Scotts Bluff so far is they play positionless defense. As the first pitch is swung at, hammered towards center field. That is back to the wall, and it is gone. Bella Ramirez touches him off. And Scotts Bluff spreads it out to a 4-run lead. That's her first home run of the season. Our coaches. Coaches for Scotts Bluff, Dan Fox, Sarah Klein, Krista Sharcha, and Terry Fox all celebrating along near side. Alex Rasmussen will go calm down her pitcher. We're one of the top catchers. Showing a little bit of signs of frustration up on the mound. Sophomore going to calm down the senior. That is up to bat. I believe that's Lily. That's the top of the order. Hannah Schneider, she takes the first pitch high for ball one. 4-1 is your score here in the second inning. On this warm Tuesday night, we've dropped down from our high of 100 degrees to what my watch says 91 as that one's slapped over to the left side. It gets down in the outfield. Schneider rounds first. We'll stop.
Schneider on first brings up number 2, Rodriguez.
And that'll bring up Gianna Rodriguez. I talked to Scottsville broadcaster Chris Cottrell earlier today. So the first pitch is popped up high in the air. Grabbed by the second baseman for Scotts Bluff. And Rodriguez.
Pitch by Huckman at second is out number 2 for the Bearcats.
He talked to me earlier today talking about Campbell Meyer.
And that brings up number 21.
He grounded out the first as being one of the top power bats in all of Class B.
great base running team will try to stress this defense, and they do have a stolen base already tonight. Just a really good young team for Scotts Bluff, 6-0 in the season. As there goes the runner, it's a hit and run. Opens up the gap on the shortstop side, and Schneider gets the second. That was Hannah Schneider who got the second after Haley Schneider.
Michaela Mickelson
gets the single. As coming up the bat is Michaela Mickelson, who went yard in her first at bat, hit one to the scoreboard, left center field. First two runs of the game, she steps up the bat. Now one misses another from LaBeer. 4-1, she's given up a home run, both hitting so far LaBeer. Comes the 1-0 pitch. That one's hit towards center field. That is pulled in at the warning track by the center fielder
for
Shadron. An incredible catch out there by Ariel Sager. Finishes the top half of the second. One run, two left on. The top out the second for Scotts Bluff. We'll be back after this break here on KBPY.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger in Shadron. Then rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
We're back here at Hampton Field. Scotts Bluff leads Shadron 4-1 as we get in the bottom half of the second, six, which, by the way, is sponsored by Farm Bureau. Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lediger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lediger. Up to bat will be Jodine Chesney. Before she gets up to bat, Studio 308, Dean Nitch in Studio 308, specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. And Shadron Chiropractic, you only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. As the first pitch to Chesley missed outside for ball one. Earl McCoy, starting pitcher, gave up one run in the bottom of the first. Counts 0-2. I mean 2-0, I beg your pardon. Brevin Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 308-430-0760. 2-0 pitch. Coach Chesley is hammered toward left field. It gets down. The grass slows it up. Chesley will roll in the first with the leadoff single.
Number 22, J.C. Turman.
J.C. Turman steps up to bat. Fire Nice Mechanical. Fire Nice Mechanical, your ring pro partner in Shadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys.
Running for the Cardinals is number two, Audrey Daly.
Today at 308-432-6722. As pitch running over at first would be Audrey Daly. Sophomore getting some varsity experience. With the pinch runner. First pitch is missed on away. Turman. Ball one. Clouds starting to roll in to our west. As the 1-0 pitch is grounded toward the second baseman, picking it up, throwing her out. Shatter and advance the runner off the
turn
and ground
out. One for the Cardinals.
As they moved up to second, I beg your pardon, that is Daly up at second.
Number 10, Chloe Wright.
As senior starting shortstop for Shattern, Chloe Wright is up the bat. Scooter's Coffee, amazing people, amazing drinks, amazingly fast. That's Scooter's Coffee. First pitch to the right, bounces off the dirt, bounces in front of my face, off the screen, as Daly moves into third. By the way, Groover on that bottom half of the first couple stolen bases. One of them I'll officially credit her. She has 12 unofficially, maybe 13. But right. Fix that in there. The 1-0 pitch in for strike one. Right this season. 3-14, battering 214 on the season. There's the 1-1 pitch. Hack that for strike two.
All right, here we go, battle now, field battle.
1-2 count. Hey, coming up on Friday here on 107.7 KBPY, Sioux County will host Layton Premium set to start around 1:35. Jeremy Anderson will have the call as 1-2 pitches missed in dirt for ball two. Then coming up Friday night over on 610 a.m. KCSR, we have the Shattern Cardinals taking on Valentine Badgers over in Valentine, 5:30 pregame, as 2-2 pitches fouled back on the screen. Wright's just making it to be a hard out right now. Count still 2-2, one down here in the bottom half of the second. Just outside for ball three, and Wright has worked the count full. Audrey Daly over at third. Second pass bunt, well, ground out. Two over to second, then a pass ball as full count missed. Pitch misses in the dirt for ball four. Miss Chloe Wright will go over first down to be Alex Rasmussen, the sophomore doing the starting catching tonight.
Number 20, Alex Rasmussen.
Rasmussen this season is 3-15. He's walked once. Batting righty. Catcher gives the sign. First pitch, but it's high and outside for ball one. Runners on the corners, one down. And the 1-0 is swung at by Rasmussen. It hit off the plate. Was short of the plate. Rasmussen, the sophomore, swung at it. Makes it strike one. American Legion, the post-war American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. You can go over and check out their dinner on Thursday night, pork chops at the Shattern American Legion. And the 1-1 pitch is taken in there for strike two. 1-1 picking up out of the south. Right now, it's been a hot day. We tied our record of 100 degrees, at least at the KCSR Platte Valley Bank Studios. That's what we had as. The 1-2 is grounded toward the second baseman. An easy ground out.
RBI for Rasmussen brings 1-0 for the Cardinals.
And as Daly comes around to score. Wright's over at third. Two down. Shattern keeping things tight.
Number 15,
Riley Huffman will step up to bat. First pitch misses high and outside. That's something I've noticed right now out of this pitcher for Scott Spluff, Earl McCoy. First pitch or two of the at-bat, she's struggling with location, but she settles down and gets the out. 1-0 pitch is down the middle. Good pitch. That was a breaking ball. Just dropped out of nowhere for a strike one. Joe Peters Roofing. If you're thinking about any kind of repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. That was the long pitch is missed in the dirt for ball two.
Keep battling, Briley.
If you need your hair done, you can go check out T's Salon and Boutique. Book your next appointment with T's Salon online at or call 430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion at T's Salon and Boutique. 2-1 pitch is missed high and away for ball three. Shannon's about to go to the top of the order. Next up would be Addie Gruber, who is no easy out. Payoff pitch coming from McCoy. It is still 3-1 count. Needs this one, though. It's in there for strike two. Riley Huffman about to face a full count pitch from Laurel McCoy. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swung out for strike three. Laurel McCoy gets out of the payoff.
Number three for the Cardinals at the top of the third. It is
gets
four.
In. One left
Cardinals
on base
team.
For the Cardinals. Look at the top half of the order in their next step bat. But Scott's Wolf will have 4, 5, and 6 due up here for the Kreitz and Schaefer. Third inning. The second inning was sponsored by Farmbrio agent and Brian Lettiger. We'll take a break. Come back. Top of the third up next.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Here at Hampton Fields, top half of the third. Scott's Buffalo shattered 4-2. By the way, our third innings quarters sets are this year are sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced law professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Kreitz and Schaefer Law, proud sponsors of all our sports this season. As Scott's Buffalo will face the first pitch up to bat.
He is.
Merle McCoy, starting pitcher. The first pitch is taken over. Ball one. Still Sarah LeBeer up on the mound for the Chadron Cardinals. He's going to have a home run so far in both half innings. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that's foul toward the Chadron dugout. Switches the count to 1-1. A quick look at the radar. There are some intimidating clouds to our west. Looks like no rain on the way, though. At least that would cause us any issues tonight here at Hampton Fields. As the 1-1 pitch is hammered up the middle, found the gap between the shortstop and the second baseman.
McCoy on first.
And McCoy gets
over
first.
17, Hunter.
And it's Danielle Hunter. Sophomore is up the bat.
And running for the Bearcats is number one, Reese Weingart.
And Reese Weingart will run for Laurel McCoy. He has face trouble every half inning as the first pitch misses, and there Rasmussen just throws it back to LeBeer as Weingart goes over to second with stolen base. There's the 1-0 from LeBeer. That one's hit sky high. And falling down, but pulling it in is...
Catch for right and shortstop is out number
right.
One for the Bearcats. And up to batter's number 15, Kiara.
Boy, right was off balance. If the sun had been out like it's been all day, that might have been an even tougher catch, but she was able to pull it in for the first out of the Gretzen Schaefer. Third inning. Remember, our Shadow Lock keys the game. You look at the dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control, and more. Was could Shadow avoid a big inning as the first pitch from Sharchet was grounded up the middle. Weingart stopped at third. Sharchet deems herself from a first inning strikeout. Strikeout that ended the inning. And it's coming up is Campbell Meyer, who talking to Chris Trofe KNEB earlier today, he said she's one of the top hitters in all of Class B, had 8 home runs. And I'll double check this myself with my stats from Max Preps. But 8 home runs in the season, one of the top hitters in all of Class B. She gives that one a home run swing, but missed for strike one as Sarchek goes up to second on the stolen base. Comes the 0-1 pitch to Meyer. Breaking pitch in there for strike two. So according to Max Preps, she has one home run, but she had a few in a couple of games last week. This team only had 2 home runs coming to tonight, according to Max Preps. That missed high for ball one. Might have been RBIs, actually. Well, Nicholson has 17. And here comes the 1-2. And this is high for ball two. Comes 2-2 pitch. It's a drop ball down the middle right. It's able to pull in the pop out. And Sarah LeBeer settling in. She sat down one of the most dangerous hitters around. We're in a jam. LeBeer will have to face Bella Ramirez to get out of this inning. Runners on second and third. Two down here in the top half of the third. 4-2 Scotts Bluff. In the lead. LeBeer at the first pitch. That is high for ball one to Ramirez, who, by the way, went yard in her first at bat. Scott's Bluff team is dangerous. Very dangerous. 1-0 pitch is missed in there. Ball two. First base is open if LeBeer and head coach for the Shattern Cardinals, Jody Hendrickson. Side to give it up. I think as you go to the top of the order, and you got a batter that's 2-for-2. As that one's popped up in the air, gets down. One run's going to score. It's fumbled around at the feet. Play's going to happen at second as 2 runs come in to score. And Scott's Bluff.
Double for him there.
Is now up 6-2.
And up to bat number 12, Hannah Schneider.
Ramirez with the RBI double. Scott's Bluff stretches the lead. They had 3 runs in the first one last inning. Now 2 in this one, averaging 2 per inning. There's off the bat is Hannah Schneider sticks. First pitch in there. Strike one. One pitch misses high. Scotts Bluff of late. They played Gearing back on Thursday, won 19-7. Before then hosted Sterling, won 12-0. Been averaging in the ballpark of 11-12 runs per game. Outside of championship game, and wow, it's hammered there down the right field line. That's going to be a run from Hannah Schneider. She gets into second. No, she's going to go for third. She will stand in the third.
Schneider brings in two for the Bearcats.
This is that Scott Wolf's up 8-2.
And up to bat is number two, Adriana Rodriguez.
Scott Wolf's slowest run total this season so far has been 8 runs, and they're at that right now as Jody Hendrickson will come out and have a conversation while she's doing that. I think some of our sponsors for tonight. Dunbar's, you design it. Top-notch embroidery and gluten hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals at Dunbar's, you design it. Studio 308 Dean Niche and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattering Chiropractic. Shattering Chiropractic. You only got one spine. Take care of it with Shattering Chiropractic Care at Shattering Chiropractic in downtown Shattering. Thrivent Financial. Expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattering at 308-430-0760. Slavier sends the first pitch in. Ramirez for strike one. Eight to two, Scott's Bluff in the lead. The 0-1 pitch is missed high for ball one. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Rain Pro partner in Shattered, making your home or business feel like the perfect season. All season, call the guys in the know about a Rain unit today at 308-432-6722. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. In there for strike two. It's drop ball. He gets down. That one's hammered toward left field. Left fielder going back to the track. Goes off a glove. That's Groover. One run comes in, and Ramirez gets up to second. As Jody Hendrickson will call time. Apologize if the score is off a little bit. Kind of thought the chaos going on, but a little off right now. But either way, Jody Hendrickson is going to come out to be pitcher. I believe that's Jay Gooder who will come out to pitch for the Cardinals. Score is 8-2. Just confirm that. Jody Hendrickson's going to ask for a new ball. Scooter's Coffee, amazing people, amazing drinks, amazingly fast. American Legion, the Post 12 American Legion, including the Shattered Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattered Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe's Peters Roofing. NT Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment with T Salon online or call 430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion at T Salon and Boutique. That will do it though for starting pitcher for Shattering Sarah LeBeer. She gave up 8 runs. No walks tonight. It is responsible for the runner on second. She went to
batting for the Bearcats, number 21,
strikeout. And it's coming up the bat will be Allie Schneider. She's 2-for-2 on the day. The umpire will call time.
Here we go, Jay. Get ahead right here now.
First pitch in the dirt was a bunt attempt as Rodriguez goes over to third. Schneider Twins actually, and I'm not surprised, Schneider's, there's a group of twins a little bit older than me from Alliance, and another group of twins, Hallie and her sister Anna, both reign from Alliance, as that one's flown out to right field. Chasing after
Huffman in right field, that is out number three for the Bears.
Huffman. Bigger part of Riley. Riley Huffman. And now due for the top half of third. Scott's Bluff up 8-2 over the Shattering Cardinals. We'll be back for the bottom half of the Bryson Schaefer Law third quarter here on KBPY.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitzen Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitzen Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Welcome back to Hampton Fields here in the bottom half of the Kreitzen Schaefer Law. Third inning, Kreitzen Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Scott's Bluff leads 8-2 over the Shattering Cardinals. Scott's Bluff right now tied with their season low and runs at 8. Shattering.
Number 12, Jenny Addison
gets
Gruber.
Some runs back as they go to the top half of the order with Addison Gruber. Going up against Laurel McCoy, who has been pretty shut out. The Scottsdale Bearcats, she's allowed one run in each inning. Screw with the lefty, steps up to bat. And she slaps bunt near the pitcher. She's going to easily make it into first.
Gruber is safe at first to start off the Cardinals.
2-for-2 with two slap bunts up the middle. Remember, she did get one official stolen
number
base.
Number three, Avery L.
Could have been
Sager.
Two. Well, she did get a second one. For how I'm scoring it, I'm calling it a pass ball that got her one of those. She ended up scoring for the first run of the game. With the Cardinals' first pitch to Avery L. Sager is taken in for strike one. For Gruber, another stolen base. She's now up to 13 on the season. Can kind of count on that for Gruber. The one pitch is missed outside. Gruber, all about going. Catcher for Scott's Bluff, Danielle Hunter. And the 1-1 pitch misses outside. Ball two. Chase Thompson here with you, hanging out. Pine Valley Bank broadcast booth. Just beyond home plate here at Hampton Field. 2-1 pitch is high for ball three to Sager. These lights have come on here at Hampton Field. Did have a chance of rain tonight. So far, holding off. You got a chance of rain picking up over the next few days. Here comes 3-1. It's in there for strike two. And full count pitches. fouled away, touched the screen. Keeps it full count. 8-2, Scottsbluff lead over Shattern. There's a full count pitch to Sager. It's in there, and it's hammered over to third base. Groover hesitates. She's now caught in a pickle. She has some wheels. She will be called out of the base path. I love what I just witnessed from Jody Hendrickson right there. She encouraged her player. Love the aggressiveness from Groover. Just a little too much.
Jay Gooder.
So we have one down here in the bottom of the third. Sager's now up to second, replaces Groover out there after that kind of strange play as Jake Gooder steps up to bat. She's taking over on the mound. She'll call time. Loosened her with her back foot. Takes the first pitch in there for ball one on the inner half of the plate. Shattering again, wearing their home white uniforms, white tops. Stripes with red and black outline down the sides. Red cardinal crest across the front with red pants, white socks. As that pitch is hammered over the head of the right fielder, it gets down, hits off the wall. Sager rolls around second, around third, touches home plate, and Shattern gets a run off the RBI double from Jay Gooder.
Number 18, Sarah LeBeer.
Now Sarah LeBeer will step up to bat. Yeah. One down here in the bottom of the Christ Chief Law third inning. As soon as the first pitch, strike one. She's 0-1 on the day. That one swung out for strike two. Bear, typically the starting catcher, tonight was starting pitcher for Shattern. I believe she's moved kind of into the DH role. I did not see her run to the field. She looks at the next player up. Joining Chesney. Hits that. 1-2 pitch over the shortstop. It's off the shortstop's wrist. That'll be an E6.
Single for the Bear.
As Shattern now has runners on the corners, Jody Chesney comes at the bat. She actually scored in second inning. She led off the second inning with a single, did score. Shattern's got some momentum going in their way. Goes the pitch from McCoy. Missed high for ball one. Count was 2-0 toward Chesney when she got the single that allowed her to eventually come around the score in the last inning. One little pitch, great off-speed pitch. Got Chesney swinging out of her shoes for strike one. Pitch. It's hammered toward left field. It gets down toward the wall. There's one run. Can LeBeer get around? Beg your pardon, that's not LeBeer. She's already scored. That's Chesney. Who scores? That is LeBeer who scores as Chesney gets an RBI double. RBI double from Chesney. And Scottsbluff is going to talk things over. Shattern bringing it back within three. Hey, tomorrow night over on 610 AM KCSR's third edition of Sports Weekly. Me, your host, Chase Thompson, will have CJ Bach, the Shattern Girls Golf Coach, hanging out with me out at the winery from 6 to 7. And I'm proud to say this. Got a couple people from Shattern State College coming to join me for the first half of the show. Come by,
hang out, enjoy some good food, and good conversation over on 610 and KCSR. And you can hear that every week from 6 to 7 over at the winery on 610 and KCSR is Alex Schneider. I'll go out to the mound. That's one of the notes I got from Chris Cottrell is her and her other sister Hannah Schneider. Well, they'd be pretty proud of me for wearing blue right now, given that they transferred from Alliance. Shannon has made things interesting. In fact, there are only two runs off, but would be tied for the season high and runs allowed from Scott's Bluff of 7. That's happened twice. Back in the Lexington tournament, they actually gave up 7 runs to Bennington. The championship game was a thriller, 8-7. Then their last time out, back on Thursday, playing Gearing, they won that game 19-7, but they still gave up 7. It's kind of the point that I was going for.
Number 22, J.C. Terman.
And unfortunately, my Max Prep sheet does not differentiate between the two sisters. So we go with the bottom one. And she has a 3.89 ERA, 3-0 record, 4 appearances, 10 earned runs as well, on 18 pitches. Innings pitched is the first pitch. This is low. To J.C. Terman. That was a knife for strike one. Runner on second is Jordan Chesney. Comes the 1-1 pitch. Swung out for strike two. Already 3 runs in this half inning for Shatter. As that one's hit toward the first base side, the first baseman, Kayla Mickelson, able to pick it up as moving over to third is Chesney.
Number 2 for the Cardinals.
Number 10, Chloe Wright.
Chloe Wright will step up the bat. She's actually the one who got that RBI. And the bottom of the second. For the Cardinals. First pitch sure misses another for ball one. Remember, coming up Friday here on 107.7 KBBY, Shatter Community Hospital pregame show 135. Kickoff at 2. Jeremy Anderson will be over in Harrison for Sioux County taking on the Leighton Warriors. As the count is now 1-1 after swinging and missing right. 1-0. That one misses outside for ball two. The Lions have taken over the diamond here at Hampton Field. So we've crossed the top 7 o'clock hour. You're 107.7 KBPY FM and streaming at shadred.com out of Hayes Springs. As that bounced into the fence. By the way, earlier in the JV game, Scott's Bluff did take care of business pretty easily over the Shatter and Cardinals. These two teams will meet up in Scottsville here in a couple weeks. That one's fouled toward the restrooms. Full count now for Chloe Wright. Next Tuesday night, we keep the theme with girls sports here in Shatterin as the Shatterin Cardinals volleyball team opens up their season at home, our home slate versus Scottsville. I mean, Alliance, I beg your pardon. That one went off the chest protector. It'll be Shatterin versus Alliance in women's volleyball next Friday night. Tuesday night. I apologize. Next Tuesday night, we'll have that game here on 107.7 KBPY FM. And a miscommunication between the head coach and the catcher. Scout
This is full. Here's the pitch from Allie Schneider. That is fouled toward the right side. Goes out of play into the Scottsbluff bullpen. We'll stay full. Payoff pitch. Ball four. Runner will score on the pass ball. Good heads up playing by Jordan Chesney to score on the pass ball.
Ball four for right, and Chesney comes home, making the score 6-8.
And Shattering now, right on the doorstep.
Alex Rasmussen.
As now we get the starting catcher for the Shattern Cardinals, Alex Rasmussen up to bat. Stands on the back of the batter's box, takes strike one. The 0-1. It's hammered up the middle, over the glove of the second baseman. Stopping out at second is Wright. As Rasmussen gets the single.
Number 15, Riley Huffman.
8-6, Scott's Bluff in the lead. First pitch to Riley Huffman's in there for a strike. She struck out to end the second inning. About 45 minutes ago, the way it feels right now. So this third inning's been nothing but runs. That one's low for ball one. Scottsbluff has given up this many runs before and still got an attempt to run full win as that one swung at the top for strike two. It was the 1-2. Swung at, the catcher drops it. Picking up, throwing it over to first, and that'll do it. For the bottom half of the third inning, a great third inning for the Shattern Cardinals. One, two, three, four runs with one runner left on. They're back in it, down by two, 8-6. Scott's Bluff leads after three. That'll do it for the Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Third inning, we'll be back for the top of the fourth here on 107.7 KBBY FM and Chadrat.com.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top-shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
This fourth inning is sponsored by Best Western, West Hills, and wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. I'm Chase Thompson, hanging out here in the Black Valley Bank broadcast booth. Scott's Bluff lead, Shattern 8-6 after three. Shattern with four runs in top of the bottom of the third.
Starting off for the Bearcats, number 25, Michaela
and
Michelson.
Michaela Michelson will start with the bat. Michelson earlier tonight is, by the way, it's still. Jake Guder. On and out for Shattern after replacing Sir LeBeer. This is the first pitches. Popped high toward the right side. Yeah. Rasmussen's. No, it's now Sir LeBeer down.
Brian Huffman is on number one for the Bearcats. And that will bring up number 22, Laurel McCoy.
That pitch was caught by the right fielder. First out, now Laurel McCoy will step up to bat. Both teams on their second pitchers. That one's fouled behind me for strike one. That one just missed low. It was a good pitch by Gooder. Just missed low. First ball, that one, Gooder tries to overdo it for ball two. Missed high and away. Gooder gets the sign from Jody Hendrickson. It's Hendrickson who makes the calls. That one missed high and away inside for ball three. That one's popped up. It's going to go over the fencing and land in the front row of the seats to my left. Let's count full. Counts full. First pitch from Gooder. Oh, she lets it slip out of her hand.
Ball four for McCoy brings up number 17, Danielle
McCoy
Hunter.
Gets over to first. As I believe we're on a special pinch runner.
Running for the Bearcats is number one, Reese Weingart.
Reese Weingart will go out to run.
Never mind.
Nope. That's just in the PA for a second. First pitch is in there for strike one. I think they were talking about since McCoy got ran for in the first inning that should be good to go, but she's no longer the pitcher. As second pitch to Danielle Hunter misses high for ball one. Ball one count. That one's skied. That is a foul ball. And that would have been runner interference anyways. I think you could argue that is.
Better
do first base. No, that's six. Chesley.
And up to bat is number 15, Pierre Sartre.
Is looking sporty right now. I'm impressed by the showing group of Lady Cardinals right now. His up to bat is Sartre, and she fouls away the first pitch. Home plate umpire need to get some new softballs. And by the way, those things are not soft. The one pitch is well short. For ball one. That's hammered toward the right side. Gets out toward the right fielder. That's Rasmussen. She throws in an incredible dive. And she is safe. What a throw by Rasmussen.
And a short at third for the Bearcats brings
just
up number four.
Not there in time.
Campbell Meyer.
That was impressive. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it looks like Rasmussen out there. I didn't see her in the dugout. His first pitch misses high for ball one, two. Campbell Meyer, the junior. Well, pitch is fouled into the Scotts Bluff dugout. That one was a washout. Watch out. That is Alex Rasmussen out there. I think the umpire's going to get this ball out of play. Let's go, Jay. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Popped up in the air. Center fielder getting under it and pulled it in for the final out of the third inning. Fourth inning, I beg your pardon, top of the fourth. Ariel Sager pulling it in for the final out of the top of the fourth. Two left on for the Scotts Bluff Bearcats in the top half of the Best Western. West Hills in wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. Fourth inning. Shattering with a chance to respond and tie it up or take the lead in the bottom half of the fourth. We'll be back in a minute here on KBPY.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Number 12, Addison.
1, 2, 3, do up for the Shattering Cardinals here in the bottom half of the Best Western West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you. Best Western is their fourth inning. Chase Thompson here with you. Really impressive showing from the Shattering Cardinals, responding after Scotts Bluff had taken an 8-2 lead. Last inning scoring four in. Scotts Bluff's going to play bot, and I don't blame them. First pitch missed outside for ball one. Addy Groover, so far tonight, has two bunt singles, both to the right side. Scotts Bluff going to make sure that doesn't happen. They got one player in the outfield. That's in there for strike one. One pitches, fouled away. It's the parking lot for strike two. She gets it over into the right field grass. A double minimum, maybe three, talking about four. We'll see. Comes 1-2. Swung out for strike three.
Strike three is out number one.
Groover's 2-for-3 on the day after that swinging strikeout, and Scotts Bluff will take their time and run back out to their normal positions.
Every L.
Sager will come up to bat. Oh, that one freaked me out a little bit. It had some backspin on it. It's the first pitch. It's fouled away for strike one. Shatter Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Proud sponsor of our halftime show. We are roughly halfway through this game. As that one is fouled as high as the atmosphere. Miscommunication. No. Third baseman Bella Ramirez comes and pulls it in.
Brings out number two for the Cardinals.
For the second out.
Sometimes you gotta close the door to open a window.
Number 16, Jay Gooder.
Jay Gooder will come up to bat for the Cardinals. She is 1-for-2 with two RBIs. No, one RBI. No, two RBIs, yeah. Well, bigger part, just one. First pitch is in there for strike one. 0-1 pitch nearly hits her on the shoulder. It's inside for ball one. Here comes the 1-1. Hit towards center field. Gets down for a base hit. She's now 2-for-3 on the day with an RBI.
Number 18,
she's the
Sarah LeBeer.
Let's see. Josie Werner. Whoever. Pitcher on.
Running for the Cardinals is number 4, Josie Werner.
Sun is slowly starting to set behind the sunset in 10 minutes. First pitch to Sarah LeBeer. Missed the dirt for ball one. Werner does have some wheels over there. Can you get home? This is a 1-0. Swung at. For strike one. One on one count. That one's hit high toward left field, back toward the wall, and it is short of a home run. One run. Coming around, play it to the plate. No, they're not going to throw toward Werner, and Shadron back with them one. An RBI double from LeBeer. Just close to tying it up with one swing of the bat. An impressive bounce back from Shattering. Middle part of this game. First pitch to Jordan Chesley missed for all one, two down. She has scored on both of her plate appearances. Swung at that one. LeBeer on edge gets the third on the fastball. Now it's 1-1. Pitch drops in there for strike two. Allie Schneider out there on the mound for Scottsbluff. Played last year for Alliance along with her sister Hannah Schneider, both seniors, twins. That pitch is fouled straight back at Rick Berry, who's standing about 10 feet to my right. I'll give Rick a lot of credit. He did not flinch in that one. Count stays 1-2. Two pitches, foul. Away, count stays 1-2. Shattering Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs, a proud support of our halftime, and as we're halfway through this game right now, here in the bottom half of the fourth, 8-7, Scottsbluff lead over Shattering. Shattering with a diamond run over it through Sarah LeBeer. Here comes the pitch. That's fouled back toward the on-deck circle by Jenny Chesley. Keeps the count at 1-2. Finding away some good pitches from Hallie Schneider. Here's the pitch from Snyder. Swung out for strike three. That was a breaking ball going away from the hitter. That'll do it for the Western West Hills in
at the top
fourth.
Of the fifth.
Inning.
The score is Bearcats
Best
8,
West.
Cardinals
Best Western, West Hills in. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for top of the fifth. You're tuning in to Shadron Softball here on 107.7 KBPY and Shadrad.com.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers, while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game, any time of the year. Wild's Bar and Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild's Bar and Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Top of the order for the Scottsbluff Bearcats as they lead 8-7 here in the top half of this fifth inning. Chadron, hats off to them. Scottsbluff 6-0 on the season, been averaging double-digit runs all season. And the Cardinals are playing right with them. They scored in double figures a few times themselves, both coming against the Alliance Bulldogs, who will play here at home in a couple weeks. There's Jody Chesney. Chesley, I beg your pardon. Oh, wow. That's Jay Gooder up on the mound. Since the first pitch to Ramirez, the 9-hole hitter. Down goes the 2-0 after that one missed out in a way. Gooder grabs the handful of dirt, will step in and fire off the pitch to the right. He sends it in right down the middle for strike one. Mira showed bunt. Pulled back. Comes 2-1 pitch. Missed inside for ball three. Ramirez. In her first at-bat, touched them all, then had a double. She scored in 2 over 3 plate appearances. She did get up to bat in the last inning as well. That one missed low for ball four. As now the top of the order comes up with Hannah Schneider.
Batting for the Bearcats is number 12, Hannah Schneider.
Chesley over first base. Make sure everything's everybody's set up properly is the first pitch. Schneider missed high. She's gone on base all three times as well. It's kind of been the middle part of the order where the Chadron pitchers have had some success. She'll with the bunt. Takes it for strike one. Threw it over to Chesley over at first. Back safe is Ramirez. Comes the 1-1 pitch. It's swung at, it's hit high, right behind second base, and pulled in by the center fielder.
Sager.
Real Sager. Out there in
the
center.
Up to bat number 2, Adriana Rodriguez.
Adriana Rodriguez steps up the bat. First pitch in there low. Throw down to second. Ramirez is safe. She could throw down from the beer off balance. Counts 1-0. To Rodriguez. She is 1-for-3 tonight. And a double. 1-0 is missed high and away for ball two. Tomorrow night on Sports Week over at 6:10 a.m. KCSR, CJ Bach, Shattering Girls Golf Coach, will be with me, along with some guests from CSC. This counts 3-0.
That'll be over on 610 KCSR. Start time of 6:06 over until 7. That'll be at the winery. Shattering girls golf team finished fourth in Scottsbluff invite. So far this season, they've been averaging around 404 total team score as Rodriguez gets walked.
All four brings up Hallie Schneider.
Hallie Schneider will come up to bat in 3-hole. She is 2-for-3 on the day. One down. Runners on first and second. That first pitch is in the dirt. For ball one. Pitch in there for strike one. Sun has officially set here in Shattern, turning into an incredible evening. He did have threat of rain. Count 1-1. Here's the pitch. Hit toward right center field. That has some steam on it. Sager drops it. It's going to keep her run from scoring, though. She gets it back in. As the bases are juiced against Jay Gooder, as Michaela Michelson will step up. And we'll get a courtesy runner over at first.
Running for the Bearcats is number 7, Liliana Wiley.
It's Liliana Wiley over at first. His first pitch is fouled away. To Michelson. You got to pick up with lights on toward left field. We'll see. Remember, as a kid playing baseball alliance, that we'd stop play. But here comes the 0-1 pitch, missed in the dirt. For ball one. This is juiced. One down here in the top half of the fifth. An 8-7 Scottsbluff lead over Shattern. What's turned out to be an incredible game here between these two sides. Pitch missed outside for ball two. So counts goes 2-1. Ramirez over at third. Hannah Schneider out at second, and courtesy runner over at first as that pitch is in there. For strike two. That is Liliana Wiley over at first. Two pitch. Upcoming from Gooder. It's in the dirt for ball three. Only got one down. The tree is lit. Big pitch in this game. Can Gooder get out of this jam with one down? Full count pitches in. High, ball four.
Ball four brings one up for the Bearcats and brings up number 22, Laurel McCoy.
And that'll bring up Laurel McCoy, starting pitcher for Scottsbluff as Jody Hendrickson. We'll call time. She'll go have a conversation with her starting pitcher. Pitcher Jay Gooder. Came in relief for Sarah LeVere. He's done a, I'd say, wonderful job against this powerful Scottsbluff lineup. We'll see if she stays with her the rest of the way. Jenny Anderson, talking to me preseason, said that she was going to have a tight leash on her pitchers. She's already gone through a senior, and now Jake Gooder. So. The umpire will go break up this party on the mound. That is up to bat is McCoy. First pitch misses high. That one's hammered toward left field, back toward the warning track. It's pulled in by the left fielder for the second out. Scott's Plus is going to get a run across.
That's by Gruber, and left is at number two for
that
the
was Rodriguez.
One comes in, making it 27.
There's Eddie Gruber, pulled it in.
And up to bat number 17, Danielle Hunter.
As Danielle Hunter will come up to bat. Scott's Plus now with two runs. Takes the first pitch, right, play over at third. It's out of the reach of the third baseman, and that will allow Wiley to score. No, that's Reese Weingart, actually. As advancing to second is Nicholson. Now it's 11-7. That one's in there for strike one. Ball one misses high for ball two. One fouled into the netting. Two's across the board on the scoreboard. One runner up at second. Payoff pitch coming from Gooder. And she, no. Oh, she did go, but it's the throwdown over at first, and that'll do it.
Runner out at first,
yep.
Three outs for the
Bearcats. I was watching the umpire, and he signaled safe, so I thought it was on the check swing call. But either way, that'll do it for top half of the fifth inning. Three runs with one left on for the Scottsbluff Bearcats. Will be back for the bottom half of the fifth inning here on 107.7 KBPY-FM and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Scott's Bluff with three runs on the top half of the fifth. Stretch the lead to 4-11-7 here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Chase Thompson hanging out here with you at Hampton Fields tonight. For Shadron softball taking on the Scott's Bluff Bearcats. It's
been a back-and-forth affair. Scottsbluff had a chance to knock Shattern right out of this game, but the Cardinals were able to bounce back with four runs in, let me get this correct, I believe it was the bottom of the third. Yes, it was the bottom of the third to make it a two-run game. Got one back, again, last half inning, before Scottsbluff turned around and got three of their own to make it 11-7. As Shattern will come up to bat. It's the first pitch from J.C. Truman, slapped right up the middle. She gets a base hit. She'll be on first.
Coming on first.
She's now 1-for-2 on the day. That's Chloe Wright will come up to bat. She is 2-for-2. Wright, the senior. I will say I'm very impressed with Jody Hendrickson in this ball club right now, as the first pitch misses in the dirt from Allie Schneider for ball one. I'm extremely impressed with this group of young girls for Shattern the youth. So that one's fouled away back to the restrooms for strike one. The youth that I've seen so far from Shattern and a couple teams that I've called in region baseball team that I've watched as well. Been impressive, really impressive, the talent that's on these different teams. That's outside for a ball 2-2 count, as advancing to second is Truman. Turman, I beg your pardon. Wow. Turman gets the second. That misses high for ball three. Full count. Yep, it's full count. The home plate umpire tonight. Just the signal. That second is Turman. That's swung at. Chloe Wright for strike three. This pitch up in the upper part of the zone, right? I think she would have been on first. She didn't swing,
Alex,
but she
Rasmussen
swung at it. And now strike three as Alex Rasmussen steps up to bat. The sophomore started at catcher, now out in right field. Had an incredible throw that just missed getting the runner earlier. She did have a hit in her last at bat. She hits that one toward the second baseman. Second baseman picks it up. Had to pick it up twice. Throws Rasmussen out as Turman goes over to third. 4-3 ground out.
Number 15, Riley Huffman.
As Riley Huffman will come up to bat. Huffman so far has struck out twice, two down. Here in the bottom of the fifth. That one misses in the dirt for ball one. And that one hits her in the thigh. As Addie Gruber comes up to bat. We'll see what Scottsbluff does.
Number
She's
12,
let off.
Addison Gruber.
And all three of her at bats so far tonight. Scottsbluff will gladly take their time and set up for this pitch as everybody comes in. She gets a barrel on the ball and goes. So that one's fouled away for strike one. She gets a barrel on it and gets it into the grass, I'd say, on the right side. And she is motoring around. The issue is she has her wheels are incredible. Probably be able to catch the runner first. That one missed inside. Well, taking the free bases, Hoffman. Runners now both in scoring position. Two down. That one gets up the middle. Good stop by the shortstop. But Gruber will get the run home. The amount of respect that Scottsbluff is showing for Addie Gruber allowed that run to get in.
as Huffman moved up to third.
Number three, Avery L. Sager.
Didn't even attempt to throw her out. That was the junior, Laurel McCoy, who ate the ground ball and didn't even throw it at first. Shattern's back with a three, and Sager's going to show bunt, take strike one. Groover with another stolen base up to second. That is now three stolen bases for her, 14, maybe 15 on the season. I say maybe 15 because I count one from the first inning as a pass ball. That is outside for ball one to Sager. 1-1, count to her. She is, we'll call it 1-for-2. That one could have been swung at toward the fence. It's ground out toward the shortstop. 6-3 ground out for the Cardinals. Ends the bottom half of the fifth. A wild game here at Hampton Field. Scottsbluff leads 11-8 after the fifth inning. We'll be back for the top half of the sixth. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinals Softball here on 107.7 KBPY FM and Shadrat.com.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux Counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
We're the value store at Wallstrom Ford.
My name is Alpine Hickstein, and I'm the newest member of the Wallstrom Ford team. We currently have a handful of Super Duties in stock. And guess what? They have $2,000 retail customer cash back until the end of September. Come out to Wallstrom Ford, the value store, to see our lineup and meet me, Alpine Hickstein.
We're the value store at Wallstrom Ford.
Scottsbluff leads 11-8 over the Shattern Cardinals. We're here in the top half, the sixth at Hampton Field. Scottsbluff been bouncing back and forth.
Bearcats is number 15, Kiaris Archer.
Scottsbluff lead 11-8, been bouncing back and forth in this game. It's had the lead, but Shattern has made things interesting, only down by three, and actually already has clinched the mark for most runs allowed in a game by Scottsbluff. The previous mark of the season was 7, and Shattern's done very well with 8. Dirt or something that home plate umpire Robert Stack just threw toward the dugout. As Jay Gooder is throwing the mound for the Cardinals, sends the first pitch in and high towards Charchette. Kira Charchette. And she sends the second one high in the air towards center field. Sager pulls it in. She's being tested out there. Pulls in the play out to center field for the first out of the inning. As the Shattern Knife football team hangs out over in left field in the back of some pickup trucks. Before we get to that, Thursday night the Shattern Cardinals softball team will take on Baird here at Hampton Field. 4 o'clock JV start time with 6 o'clock varsity against the Baird Tigers, as up to bat right now is Gable Meyer. Just down, up at the count, 2-0. On Friday night over on our sister station, 610 a.m. KCSR and ChatternRadio.com, Shattern Cardinals 1-0 on the season, taking on the Valentine Badgers 0-1 on the season. Valentine lost to O'Neill 20-28 on the road last Friday night, so they're going to be opening up their home slate this coming Friday, taking on your Shattern Cardinals. We'll start with the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show beginning at approximately 5:30 as the 3-0 pitch taken in there for strike one, sent in there by Gooder for strike one. Shattern, the Cardinals in football. That's in there for strike two. And Gooder's worked their way back into the count. Cardinals on the football side of things.
I'll say this, just without the schedule works, you need to win these games, especially on the road this season. Well, the road schedule really is favorable. That's ball four. It doesn't even make it 30 feet.
Ball four from Meyer. We'll bring up
Meyer
number
gets over
eight.
First.
Bellarmine
and she'll leave courtesy ran for. Both coaches coming up, Sarah Klein and Dan Fox. Coming out to run will be Brianna Lilly.
Running for the Bearcats is number 10, Brianna Lilly.
10 for 4. Runner.
It's courtesy runner. Over there on first. One down here. Top half of the 6. Shattering down by 3. First pitch is high for ball 1. But Shattern football on this season, they're on the road at Valentine. Should be a gettable win for them. Goes to Gearing, Alliance, and Ogallala the rest of the way. That one's in there for a strike. Throw down from Libero to first, and Chesley not able to corral it. The runner would have been safe anyways. But that Gearing game, I think that Gearing game might be the single most important game on the schedule, even though, you know, and I know the saying that look, as your next game is most important. With Shattern's schedule, quite frankly, that is. But the games that you cannot afford to lose, that Gearing game might be it. That pitch is in dirt. Another throw down from Lambeer over to first. And Lilly gets back in safe. Counts 2-1. But Gearing be playing up a class. That's an extra 2 points automatically into the wild card points formula, which isn't enough for division win. That swung out for strike two, but either way, the extra 2 points could be very meaningful when it comes down to postseason. I've seen 2 points be the difference between a road and a home game, or even making or missing the playoffs. As the 2-2 pitch is hit toward the right field gap, and it's pulled in by Rasmussen.
Rasmussen in right field is out number 2 for the Bearcats, and that will bring up number 12, Hannah Schneider.
As now, Scottsbluff goes back to the top of the order with Hannah Schneider. Good showing by Shattern tonight. Volleyball on the road in Mitchell. That's outside. Labeer throws it down to second. Goes off the knee of Chloe Wright. Lily's going to try to get to third, and Wright's going to cut it off. Counts now 1-0, but Shattern volleyball over in Scottsbluff tonight. Return home next Tuesday to face Alliance, and that's off the end of the bat. Play from second over to first in time, and that'll do it. For the Bearcats in the top of the sixth inning, one left on base for the Bearcats. 11-8 is your score after 5.5 innings. Here on 107.7 KBBY FM and ShatternRadio.com. We'll be back in a minute here on Shatterhead.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Number 16.
Eleven 8 is the score here at Hampton Fields in the north part of Shattern. Chase Thompson here with you, hanging out in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Quick update from the Colorado Rockies game. The Atlanta Braves beat the Rockies 3-0. But now back here in Chatterin, Jay Gooder sends a high fly ball toward second baseman, and it's pulled in for the first out.
Second baseman McCoy is out number one for the Cardinals.
Number 18.
Middle part of the order
LeBeer.
Up the bat right now for the Cardinals, who made this a really good game. Season high in runs allowed from Scott's Bluff so far. Chatterin, 8 runs. They got a ways to go to get to their season high. It's the first pitch in from Allie Steiner's in for strike one to Sarah LeBeer. LeBeer tonight, starting catcher, is, I believe, 2 for 3 actually. No, 2 for 3 is she missed. Pitch missed right there for ball one. 1-1. Count one down here in the bottom half of the sixth. And swung out for strike two. Got LeBeer to swing out of her shoes. One, two is hit down the left side, and it's fair. Rolls toward the outfield. LeBeer will hang out over at first.
Down the line for LeBeer.
And Dean Chesley.
This Scott's Bluff team, I'm just going to look at their schedule real fast. They host Alliance. They're actually off for a week before hosting Alliance next week. Then they go to North Platte. Looks like a tournament before they come back home to host Gearing. Oh, that looks like a tournament as well, actually. That one's fouled straight away, bounced. I don't know how that ended up in the Scotts Bluffs fan section, but it did. Hit off the backstop to my right. Rick Berry, the athletic director, kind of trying to figure out how that one got through. It might have bounced through the little hole in the fence that they send the balls through when need to be returned to Robert Stacker, home plate umpire is. By the way, Chesley is down 0-2, swung at that second pitch. LeBeer is over in first, here comes the pitch, and it's fouled away off the end of the bat. Count's still 0-2. We're starting to approach the 8th log hour. That one's fouled away. That one's off the bottom of the fence. Still 0-2 count from Hallie Schneider to Joni Chesley. O-2 pitch. Swung out for strike three. Gets through. She's out. She is out. Runner LeBeer will go towards second. Chesley is out since there was a runner on first. Robert Stack, the home plate umpire, season umpire. I remember watching him umpire Legion Baseball when I was in high school. I'm his son, Jaden, my age, actually.
J.C. Turman.
As J.C. Turman is up to bat. LeBeer over to second. Chowdhury down by three. Turman fouls that one off the knuckle of the bat for strike one. She is 1 for 2 so far today. Yeah, 1 for 2. Had a sacrifice ground out earlier. That was off an RBI. As the 1-2 is chopped into the air, picked up by the shortstop, and that'll do it for the bottom half of the sixth inning.
At number 3 for the Cardinals.
One left on. Now Sarah LeBeer. No runs scored. No hits. One hit here in the bottom half of the sixth. Scott's Bluff with their last chance to bat coming up next here on 107.7 KBPY, FM, and ShadowRadio.com, based out of Hay Springs, Nebraska, station in Shadow. We'll be back for the top seven here at KBPY.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Seventh inning here on 107.7 KBBY-FM and ChatroomRadio.com. Chase Thompson here with you, hanging out in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. 11-8. Scottsbluff Bearcats lead the Chatterton Cardinals. Now up to bat. Well, Scottsbluff here in the top of the seventh, going up against Jay Gooder. We'll have 2-3-4 due up. Up 11-8. Four-run furious comeback from Chatterton made this a ball game. It's the first run is hammered. Right up the middle, watch out. Jay Gooder, he's able to get out of the way, but it's a base hit.
Single for Rodriguez brings up number 21.
On the first pitch of the inning. Now, off the bat is the current pitcher and in line for the win tonight. No, it actually would go to McCoy, Laurel McCoy with the win. First pitch is taken high for ball one. Since we kind of got to the second group of pitchers tonight, it's been a wild game. It was shattering. That one's high for ball two, the pitches. But it's been a wild game tonight. Hopefully we get some more craziness Friday. Let's see what the equivalent of, 63 to 56 type game would be. We're no 56-48. Yeah, 56-48. In that ballpark. 3-0 pitch. That's ball four.
Ball four brings up.
Schneider will most likely be ran for. Yep. There it is. That is Reese Weingart. Over on first. So that's off in the lead in the first pitch to the next batter, which is Kayla Mickelson. Miss low and throw down over the third. Runner's going to come around and score.
Runner's at the third. Bearcats
bring one in. After the pass ball throw down over the third, it gets into the outfield. Runner from first, which is now Reese Weingart, gets over to third and Rodriguez comes in to score. 12-8, Scottsbluff. That one's fouled straight back and away. First strike one. One more pitch, misses in the dirt for ball two. Again, tomorrow night. Over on 6 to AM KCSR, and I'll just go through the Chatterton rundown, what we have coming up here on Chatterton Stations, Chatterton Family Stations. Tomorrow night on 6 to 10 AM KCSR, we have Sports Weekly, bounce now 3-1. CJ Bach, the head coach for the girls' golf team, who finished fourth over at Scottsbluff Country Club today. He'll be with me tomorrow night, and special guest from Chatterton State College as well. 3-1 pitch comes in. That's in there. Ball four.
Ball four brings up number 22, Laurel McCoy.
As Laurel McCoy will come up. Might see another courtesy runner as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be Anna Hafner.
Running for the Bearcats is number 5, Anna Hafner.
It's a straight-up pitch runner. As up to bat is McCoy. Hafner goes over to second on the stolen base. But tomorrow night on Sports Weekly, we talked about that already. Friday night, 5:30, pregame clock kickover in Valentine for the football team. And next Tuesday for the home opener of volleyball, we'll have Shattern Cardinals taking on the Alliance Bulldogs. Counts 2-0 right now to McCoy. Starting pitcher of this game will be in line for the win of the game as the 2-0 pitch misses in dirt for ball three. And coming up in the bottom of the seventh, we'll get to our Service Barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dotson, and Service Barbershop, a longtime supporter of our area athletes. I'd say right now I'm looking at maybe the leadoff hitter for Shattern, unless something crazy happens, as that one's flown out to Sager. Pulls it in for the first out of the inning. Runner's going to score.
Center field for number 1. They bring in 1 and bring up number 17, Danielle Hunter.
And it'll be Danielle Hunter up to bat. But maybe even Jay Gooder, the pitcher out there right now for Shattern, could deserve this Service Barbershop Player of the Game award tonight with the effort she's put in, keeping this game under control. Scottsbluff has a lot of power. They're kind of hanging around their average right now in runs per game. Dan Fox call time. Head coach for Scottsbluff. Shattern coming up on Thursday has Baird at home. We'll be back for them, I believe, when they host Alliance is our next game. And if you want to just undo your Tuesday nights for the next couple of weeks, put your radio station on 107.7 KBPY FM. Go ahead, we'll be with you every Tuesday night. That's off the beer, and the runner will get to third, which is Hafner. Steal a pitch from Gooder, falls in there for strike one. We've got softball, volleyball next few weeks here on 107.7 KBPY FM. Next few Tuesdays. So come and hang out with us. Should be a fun month of September. That's a high ball. Runner gets caught. Malcolm in the middle. Malcolm kind of got in the middle right there, the runner. This count goes 3-1. Coming up on the post-game show, we'll recap this game, talk about the schedule once again. That one nearly hit me. Thank you to the backstop. Counts full. But we'll talk about this game, how crazy it's been between these two sides, what Shattern's got coming up next, what we have through the next couple weeks here on the Shadrad Family Stations. It's going to be sports heavy at night. If you want to tune in to sports here in Northwest Nebraska Panhandle, this is the full count pitches filed away. We are the Northwest Panhandle Sports Authority, and we'll definitely be that over the next few weeks. Count's still full. And I just got an update from a score that I think is going to surprise a lot of people. I'm very shocked. SMU hosting Nebraska tonight, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers go down to Dallas, Texas, and got swept. Rick Barry knew where I was going with that, too. I think he just saw it. Wow. Did not see that coming. Full count pitch is fouled in the Shattern dugout. Yeah,
I'm kind of stunned seeing that Nebraska got swept by SMU. It's the redeemed team for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Harper Murray talked about winning three straight championships. Falling to SMU is not a good start on that run. That's ball four. And one of the most motivating statements I've seen in quite some time, Harper Murray. Looking in the postgame press conference after they lost to Texas and saying that Nebraska's going to win three straight championships. Rebecca Alec in the back dropping, saying bleep yeah toward that in absolute love with what her teammates said. And that's the first pitch to Jared Starchett. Misses inside for ball one. It's a five run game right now. Scottsville from the lead 13-8, one down. The bun gets down, that goes foul for strike one. Harper Murray with the statement of the year. The most motivating. Like, I would love for my teammate to say that. After losing like they did to Texas, but then I guess the state of Texas just isn't favorable to Nebraska right now. There's a little one pitch in the dirt. Ball two, runner should go up to second. And Hunter will take a measly stroll over to second. I don't see much more than a measly stroll. So we're now rolling on 12 minutes for this half inning. Still got one down. Here comes the pitch from Gooder. It's up the middle. Gets through. One run will score. Two runs will come in as well. Second one will come in as well. And Scott's off now. He's taking complete control of this game up 15-8. And that might be it for Jay Gooder. The way Dan Fox is reacting, I think we're going to see a pitching change. We'll see who comes up to pitch. Looks like Jody Chesley come on the mound for the Shattered Cardinals. Eight-13 local time here in Shattuck. We started the game. It will be Jody Chesney. He comes up to the pitch for the Cardinals. LeBeer went 4 1/3. No, 3 2/3. Allowing 7.
In the circle for the Cardinals is number 6, Jody Chesley.
Chesley will just try to work the way out of this one for Shattering. Looking like they're going to fall 2-4. They still got a ways to go, though. We still got two outs here in the top of the seventh. Got Shattering's three outs in the bottom of the seventh. But sports coming up this week. Saturday, of course, we got Nebraska football taking on Colorado over on 6:30 a.m. KCSR. Pregame will start at 5:15. Yeah, 5:15. Over on 6:30 a.m. KCSR, then Nebraska, Colorado. I got the privilege of being on the call for the last time. Colorado was in Lincoln for KRNU, student radio station on the University of Nebraska Lincoln's campus. Got the privilege of being